This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3962 for Tuesday, the 10th of October, 2023. Today's show is entitled, It's Your Data. It is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken shows a safer way to get episodes from HPR.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm doing a show which is a response show to episode 3959, which is Download Any HPR Series with English File Names by Gemlog, new host. Haven't listened to the show yet, believe it or not, but I've decided to do a response because the show is about downloading episodes. Well, this is based on the show notes as I was posting it. The subtitle is, a directory with series name will be created and all shows will be renamed to show title. So I'm guessing that is that you go to the Bash series, for example, and you would download all the episodes. So if the title was, for example, HPR, well, that's a bad example. Let me see another example down here. Bash loops, HPR 0531 bash loops, or the next one 0543 is Zoke's podcasting script. So it will be downloaded with that .mp3 into the directory. So the approach is interesting. I haven't gone through the file in the show notes yet, as I said, but I whacked together a bit of a bash script utilizing XML Starlet and the RSS feed itself, which you can parse in order to get the information required. So based on a quick scan of the script that Geolog posted, there was a lot of scraping of the website, but the website can change at any time, whereas the RSS feed is there to enable you to download files in any fashion. It's got loads of tags. So this is not intended as the definitive solution. This is intended as kind of a pointer to the right place for downloading stuff, because here at HPR, we want you to get the shows. So we will do everything in our power to help you to do that. So I've defined two variables in this bash file. One is the series URL, and if you go to any series on HPR, it will have an individual series. So it's if you go to the MP3, it'll be HPR underscore MP3 underscore RSS.php, which actually comes to RSS.php. And then one of the parameters is series equals 42. See what we did there with the bash? And you can go full and go max on that. Full will give you more than 10, and the go max will give you future episodes if they're also there. And what that will do is build a standard-based RSS feed that you can subscribe to for that series. But you can also use that to go and get from the database that that episode. So what I'm doing is I'm going to use wget with that series URL, and I pipe it out to the desktop using the dash o, which is the output command, and the dash symbol, which is the traditional symbol for standard output. That will be then piped into XML Starlet, your friend and mine, which will use a select, a dash t for text, dash t for template. It'll match on RSS channel item, which is XML's structured document, so everything has to be quite structured in there. And the item is the actual episode in this case. So we're going to concat two different items together with a separator. The first one is enclosure at URL, which is the URL that you're supposed to use to download the episode, and title, which will be at obviously RSS channel item level. So that's the title of the episode. And in between that, I've concatenated with an arrow symbol, which I use as a delimiter. And then I put a new line and I put a dash to put that out to standard output again. And then I sort that, and that will just give me a list of the episodes. That's not very useful. So therefore, I pipe that into a loop, which is while read episode do, and then goes down to done. So for each of these, I echo out the episode. I pipe that into awk, and I use the dash F field delimiter of the arrow sign, and then I print $1. And I enclose that in an escape quotation thing, like a dollar bracket. Dave, help me again with what that is. And I put that into the URL variable. And I do the same thing for $2, which is the title. And so that gets me the title and the URL. Two things I do as well is from the URL, I do a base name on the URL and put that into an extension, ext field, so that it can, if it's the aug feed, it'll have aug. If it's the mp3 field, it'll have the mp3. On the title as well, just to make it a little bit safe, what I do is I translate any characters that are not alphanumeric, as then I replace those with an underscore just to make it file safe, depending on the file system that you're writing to. And how I do that is using sed with a s forward slash and then a square bracket enclosing the A capital A dash Z A dash Z 0.9 and then closing the square bracket. And at the beginning of the square bracket before the A, I have the charrette symbol, which is like a little roof above the 6 on the US keyboard, and that will not match these ones. So anything else then will be replaced with an underscore and then G globally, matching them all. So that's that. And then what I can do then within the loop is wget the URL, which we got from the RSS item, and put it into the download directory with the title dot extension. So that's rough and ready. It's not doing everything that Geolog wants to do, but what it is doing is giving you a basis of how you can download things with certainty, that you don't know that the next change that's going to be made onto the website won't break everything 6 ways to Sunday. So XML is your friend. XML Starlet is, well, don't know if XML is your friend, but XML Starlet is your friend for getting at XML. And that's pretty much all I have to say about that. Obviously, links to this, including the text, will be in the show notes for this episode. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you can click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.